Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to One Designer, Two Ideas. I'm Pam, your host, and the redesigner here. Notice the new music? Yes. New year, new thing. I'm telling you, we're going to try this and see how it goes. Well, we come your way each Monday at 7:30 through the facilities of blogtalkradio.com. This network is filled with a number of hosts touching on a number of subjects. Page through the programming page to find a show in addition to mine, that may interest you. I really do hope you guys had a great weekend. I did. I got a lot. I will have to say it was a very productive weekend. I got some projects finished that I wanted to finish. I started some that I wanted to start. I got a lot of planning done, and it was just a really good weekend. I added Puzzle Me to the One Designer, Two Ideas store at the website. You know, I know that we've talked about these puzzles that I've been into lately. And yes, I do truly enjoy them. So I have finished a few. And so at this point, there are only three puzzles: Tiger and Baby, which was sold. Dolphin Love is a puzzle that reflects the beauty of being underwater with the glow of the sun and everything. It's really a beautiful puzzle, and it's done. And it's framed in an 11 by 14 frame, and it's matted. The third puzzle, which is Nautical, is completed, but it's not in its final form. And doesn't that go with the show tonight? Because, you know, creating this final form with molding, that's what we're talking about tonight. Nautical showcases the beauty of things that are alongside the water, like seashells and you know, things that you'd find on the beach. And it's really a beautiful, I think it is. I think it's a beautiful puzzle. It's not finished. It will be sometime this week. I'm not really sure when, but I wanted just to tell you guys about it. So please visit the website, the One Designer, Two Ideas website, and check out all the things actually that are in the store. And I will post that web address to the One Designer, Two Ideas Weebly store. I will post that in the One Designer, Two Ideas Facebook page. So we don't have to go through, you know, like all these different addresses. So that's what we're going to do. We're just going to put it all in the Facebook, on the Facebook page. And then you guys can just go right ahead and visit there and get any of the addresses that you need that are associated with the store, with the show tonight. Lots to talk about tonight. Tonight we are looking at wood molding and its many uses that can give our homes a finished look. If you are sitting anywhere and you're looking at your front door and there is a casing around your door, that is molding. It gives your door, your closet door, all the doors, some of the windows in the room, it gives it a finished look. So if you have this frame around your door, you have molding. And it's molding. There are a number of, I've seen it with molding. I spell it, and I think that when I visited Lowe's this weekend, that they spelled it molding. That's what it says, the molding aisle. So I believe that's right. I do honestly believe that is the correct way to spell it. But I have seen it with molding. Anyway, you will know exactly what we're talking about, however it's spelled after tonight's show. You may be surprised when you learn how versatile molding is. I know I was. In their molding glossary, Lowe's defines molding as a narrow strip of wood shaped to a curved profile that is used to accent and emphasize ornamentation of a structure. It can conceal surface and angle joints. popular moldings, you know, the ones that we always hear about, the ones that the shows talk about, some of the things that some designers talk about, and I think that you guys have heard me talk about it. Some of the popular ones, is the crown molding, which goes up, the chair railings, which go in the middle, and the baseboards, and then the wainscot. Crown molding, or cornice molding, says homeguides.com, is an elegant finish to a room. It covers the intersection, if you will. I love that. It covers the intersection where the ceiling and the wall come together. Now, designers, including myself, I really do like crown molding, and I like what it adds to a room and to a wall. It's like the hem of a dress, like a cuff on a shirt, and it's awfully pretty. It just adds so much design and so much finish to a wall. It just takes the plain and the blah and takes it into wow. It can do that. Okay, chair railings were originally used to prevent chairs from damaging walls in the room. But today it's more for decorative purposes. It is applied on the wall. I would say, well, I'm going to look at the guidelines over here. It says about a third of the way up from the floor, paralleling any base, which would be the baseboards or crown molding, and it encircles the room. It can be made from more than one piece of molding to build up the effect, especially when used in conjunction with wainscoting. Baseboards and or wall base is molding applied around the lower perimeter of a room, all along a finished floor. Now, you know, when they add carpet to a wood floor, the baseboards kind of move up because you have to make room. I mean, if you had just wood flooring and that's the subflooring, you know, when you add carpet, you're adding another layer, so the baseboards have to move up. And if you have a good installer, they're going to move up. So the baseboards finish the bottom portion of the floor of the wall. Baseboards. It's in the lower perimeter of the room, and it allows the floor and I guess we said intersection with crown molding. Let's talk about the intersection between the floor, the baseboards, and the wall. So all those intersections, I like this. I never would have like connected it to driving, but I guess we're at a crossroads, I guess you can say. The intersection is the wall because the carpet goes or the flooring goes, and then it goes up, and so we've changed direction, so we must be at an intersection. And I really do like that. I think that's a good word to use. Okay, wainscot is a lower interior wall surface that can contrast with the wall surface above it. Okay, it is generally 3 to 4 feet in height, often coupled with a chair rail and baseboards around its bottom to form a finished look. Now this is all coming together. The wainscot uses it all. It uses the chair rail and it uses the baseboard. Above it is what you see is just the wall, and the contrast creates a design. Yes, it does. And that is what moldings can do for you. They can just take a plain wall or two windows. If you put a frame around that with molding, it pops. It makes the window pop. And especially, you know, if you do not have curtains up, if you're just using blinds and you can see that is a design in and of itself. I really do love what the options that molding gives us when we, you know, when we decorate and use it. Okay, so at Lowe's, molding is in its own aisle. It's sold in a linear foot. HomeGate.com adds it, and it's a daunting task to cut. If you have the right tools, it can be accomplished. According to Even True Do-It-Yourself Guide to Install Wood Moldings and Trim, available at Lowe's.com, let me tell you about the tools that you may need to install if you want to do this a DIY. And a lot of people do want to love the DIY, and I do too, but I'm thinking sometimes that you know, as Clint Eastwood says, man and woman have to know her limitations, have to know their limitations. So the tools needed to install crown molding, not crown molding, but all molding, is a meter saw, a coping saw, nails, a nail set, hammer, staple gun and staples, tape measure, sandpaper, wood glue, wood filler, caulk, paint, and or stain. Those are the things. Now, those are things that you really need. Now, while you do your research, you may find that you need some more tools. But these are the basic tools that you would need to install molding in your home. And we're going to talk about all the other options that are available with molding. Now, we talked about the three that are well known. That is the baseboards, that's the wainscot, or four. We talked about the wainscot, we talked about the crown molding up top that marries, or not marries, okay, the intersection between the ceiling and the wall, that would be the crown molding. We talked about the baseboards, and that is the intersection between the flooring and the wall. And then we talked about chair rails. So these are things that, these are crown molding, chair rails, baseboards, and wainscot. Now we've talked about, those are, I would consider, are the popular ones because everybody kind of knows about those, mainly because of HGTV, of the DIY network, this old house. Everyone tends to, you know, use these terms, and I'm thinking sometimes some assume that we all know. And that is the reason why I wanted to talk about molding during one of my shows, because it is all about making our homes look better and finished, and these are ways in which to do it. But I mean, to have something, you know, like roll past you on a show, it's kind of like, oh, and then you maybe not look it up. So I wanted to make sure that when I talk about these things, that we actually give definitions. And I think that I'm glad that I'm not the only one that thinks that, because when I was on Lowe's.com, they have a glossary of molding. They talk about all that is associated with installing it, what molding is. I love it. So I'm so glad that I'm not the only one that thinks definitions are important. Listen, we are going to take a short break. If you guys want to call in and talk about your molding installations or some issues that you've had, give us a call here. The number is 1-347-326-9930. That is 1-347-326-9930. Press 1 to talk. We will be right back. Hello, all. This is Pam of One Designer, Two Ideas. Thank you for tuning in to our show tonight. We are on air each Monday night at 7:30 p.m. and then again on Thursday nights at 10 p.m. We talk all things home, from its interior redesign to house cleaning tips to ways to maintain it. Through research, industry updates, and more, we try to give you the best information that we can. Our homes are our castles. Dorothy said it best when she said in The Wizard of Oz, there is no place like home. I keep that in mind when I am charged with redesigning a space or offering tips on redesign. If you want to join us, feel free to do so. If you are interested in sponsoring the show, please visit our website. Three options of sponsorship are available. Also, if you'd like to advertise doing a show, you can order that at the One Designer, Two Ideas website. You can also see the items, the decor items that we design to add design to your homes. The inventory may be low right now, but will increase as time goes on. So please check back often. You can pay your sponsorship or purchase our items securely through PayPal by entering our store. That address is www.onedesignertwoideas.weebly.com. That's www.onedesignertwoideas.weebly.com. www.weebly.com. This has been Pam of One Designer, Two Ideas. Now, back to our show. Hey, hey, and thank you for coming back with me. This is Pam of One Designer, Two Ideas, and we are talking about molding today. No, not mold that you find, you know, somewhere after it's been wet. We are talking about adding crown molding and chair rails and all things wood that are crown that can be made from molding. That is what our subject matter is tonight for our show. And we've talked about going to Lowe's. We've talked about the four popular moldings that people tend to talk about, and I think that is talked about because on the shows, like shows like HGTV and DIY Network, you hear these different terms, and you hear them, and maybe you're not sure really what they are, so they become popular because the experts talk about them. And that was the wainscot, the chair railings, the crown molding, and the baseboards. Those are popular moldings. And I said at the beginning of the show, if you are looking at your front door and there's a frame around it, then your house already has molding in it. It's just a way to finish something, and I compared that to adding a cuff to a sleeve of a shirt or hemming a skirt that after it's been made. So it's the finishing, if you will, of design, adding molding to your rooms. I also wanted to talk to you about the picture framing. Now, if you've ever been, or if you have, you've created divisions in your wall, and you created it, or you've been to someone's house and they have the little frames at the bottom of their walls. That is molding. That was created with molding. And so, as I said earlier, that is so many options and things that you can do with molding that it is just beyond. I would say maybe take a minute and go to Lowe's or to Home Depot or to Menards or, Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, man. You might want to go to Ace and see and talk to them. Everybody wants to add, some sort of look to their homes. And those of us that have been in our homes for years, it can become habit forming, I guess you can say, and that you have, you're in your home and you've had the gray couch like for 5 years and it's the same pillows on it. These are things this is what I say is that your decor may be just getting a little, it just may need to be woken up, just shake it a little bit, throw in a pillow, add a crown molding around your window frames. You can go get this molding and get it cut, and you can try it out. You can definitely try a DIY project out. Although, we did already talk about what you need to do that. You can do that. Now, we talked about at Lowe's.com, there's a guide that you can actually download, and I have it right here. I downloaded it, that gives you the directions and instructions on how to install molding to your homes. But if you would like to just skip right to the contractor portion of this test, research your options and contact a molding installer. I found cost online as well, and it was like, I found that, well, first off, crown molding is sold in molding. I keep saying crown molding. I do mean molding. I apologize. It's sold in linear feet. And it's installed. Now, if you got someone to do that, I found prices around 125 linear feet of molding, and that's what you're installing. You can do this as little as $556. Not including the product itself. We're talking labor. We're talking all the additions. And they were, if you research it for yourself, you know what? You guys always know I say research it for yourself. I do everything I can to get the information that I give you. I try to give you the most correct information that I can. But it is so imperative that for your house, in your town, in your city, for your contractors, that you actually research it for yourself. Now, this is on average of the cost. This is the information that I found. On average, the lowest was $556 for labor. And in some, if you go on by zip code, I found it to be double. It was like $1,000 for labor to install molding. Now, it may be worth trying to do it yourself. I don't know. If crown molding is something that you are interested in, I suggest that you do your homework. As with any home improvement project that we talk about here on One Designer, Two Ideas, I say visit the construction stores. Go to Home Depot. Go to Menards. Go to Ace. You know, go to Lowe's. And call a few contractors, general contractors, maybe painters and molding installers. Price compare, just like you would if you were trying to buy a pair of boots. You know, you'd go to four stores and you'd probably same brand, different prices. You'd probably get the, you know, buy the lowest price. Compare shop. If you want to give it a go, as Chip Wade of HGTV Magazine says, then look into that. Check to see if any classes are offered. I don't know if you guys know this, but Home Depot offers free workshops. I think it's on Thursdays and Saturdays, but check with your local store. They offer these free workshops on different home improvement projects. Call your local store to see if molding is how-tos is on their schedule. Read about it. Visit the construction store websites to see if they have any how-tos. Ask, wait, and ask as many questions as you need to ask. And remember, one of the One Designer, Two Ideas list of must-haves in any DIY project is having an able assistant. Having an able assistant. I do not advise anyone, even the ones that are seasoned, I don't advise anyone to do any DIY projects alone. I say find yourself an able assistant, or at least someone there that can hand you the hammer, or help you with the saw, or help you with the drill, get you a bit, or answer the phone when somebody calls so you don't have to come down off that ladder, or hold the ladder. They can actually hold the ladder for you, yes. Let me ask you a question. What is Batman without Robin? What is the Lone Ranger without Tonto? What are the Packers without Rodgers? Well, that's back up there. Okay, never mind. We can actually scrap that one about Rodgers. But I think you get what I'm saying here. I think every DIY project, whether it's molding, whether it's painting, whether it's laying carpet, whether it's laying flooring, whether it's changing out the face bowl, whether it's changing out the toilet, whether it is updating the cabinets, whatever it is, I always suggest that you guys always have an able assistant. You know? And another tip on the list, on the DIY list of, you know, that I think things that you should have, is to know your limitations and when to call the big guns in. You know, Clint Eastwood said it in Dirty Harry. He said a man, and I'm going to add woman, but he did say man, you know, a man has to know his limitations. And I totally agree. We have to know what we can do and what we can't do. And when we are over, you know, when we have reached our maxed limit, you know, like I do with my visa, when you reach your max limit, you just can't buy anything else. So I apply that to the list of the One Designer, Two Ideas. When you're doing DIYs, these are things that I totally suggest that you have. So I believe if you're going to do this, do it right, research, call, ask, and get an able assistant to help you. Yes. So we're going to take another break. If you guys want to call in, feel free to do that. The number is 1-347-326-9930. That is 1-347-326-9930. And we will be right back. Coming back with me. This is Pam of One Designer, Two Ideas, and the subject matter for our show this evening is molding, and we have talked about the different options that you have when it comes to molding and framing windows and doors and framing, you know, giving some decoration to walls in your home. And we talked about the four that are popular. Well, I have a list here of some moldings that may not be as popular, but they are needed in any project that you may have. I'll just say that they are available if you want to turn the corner, so to speak. These were all in the aisle at my local Lowe's, and everything that you needed is in that aisle, the nails and all the pieces that you may need. And as I told you earlier during the show, that it is sold in linear feet. So you will have to measure. And measure. You know, we talk about that a lot too. Measure. If you are framing your windows, measure the width, not so much the width and the length of the frame that would go, you know, around the windows. If you're trying to frame a door, you all around the door frame, all around that area in which you want to add the molding to. If you're adding baseboards, again, that is something that you, how much do you need? And linear feet, you know, are just, if you need 6 feet, then linear is 6. Now, square feet is a different thing that you would actually have to, that is what you use when you buy in paint for your home or you lay in carpet. Square feet is something that you buy. The trim is actually in linear feet. So these are just little different things that you might want to know, and you will learn all these things when you ask, research if you are planning to do a DIY project when it comes to adding molding. Now, I suggest that you, just even if you decide that you want to contact and hire a contractor to do it or a molding installer, it's a good thing still to know what you may need, just so that you'll be in the know, because they may not share everything. They may not share that information with you, but I think it's a good thing to know. Just my thoughts on it. You know, if someone's coming in and they're going to charge me $556 for labor, I actually want to know what all of that entails. And I don't think that's anything that you should know. And also, you want to know if you already measured the frame and you're putting a frame around molding frame around your windows, you can measure it yourself to see if in fact that is what the amount that may be needed. So there's really nothing in wrong with knowing. I think it's a good thing. So to talk about some of the other moldings that we can have that we can use, there's corner blocks, an inside corner block, the casings. That's what you find around the openings of your rooms when you transition from the dining room into the living room to the family room, and there's a wall there. Yeah, if all that white around, it's, and usually it is white, I have to say, But you know, that is your casing. In the corners, those beautiful medallions that you see, where you, it's kind of like turning the corner. Those are actually sold separately, but you will learn all of this when you go to Lowe's and and learn how and see what it all entails. But you definitely will know that what actually it all entails. But these are beautiful medallions. I love that because they're corner blocks. That's what they're called. And in older homes, you see corner blocks, and that is associated with back in the day design or old world design. And I'm not really sure that they add all of that in new builds. I'm sure if you ask, they would. But I think that medallions and certainly things like that, or I actually call it medallions, but it's actually called a corner block. They're in beautiful designs and shapes that you can add to your molding. So, it is associated with back in the day old world charm, but you know it is beautiful. It is beautiful. So some of the other things that we wanted to talk about was the picture frame, and I kind of brushed across that a second or two ago, and we were talking about if you have someone's house in the bottom of their wall, there's a portion of the wall that's like a frame, but it's just framing the wall itself, just in a little section. Yeah, that's picture frame, and that is also created with molding. And some of the different accents and decorations that they give is embossed bead and ivy vine and oak leaf vine and basket weave. I actually saw that when I was at Lowe's the other day, and it is beautiful. Egg and dart. Have you ever heard of that? Egg and dart. I have not, but that may be something that you might want to look up if you're interested in adding molding to your home. Also, there is the rope small. And then there's the twist, and then there's the rope large, and the embossed rope. Colonial and dental accent. So these are just some of the designs that you can find with molding at the home stores. And I really did. I was actually in Lowe's for a while on Saturday, and I enjoyed it. I often, I have to say there are three stores that I certainly look forward to going to, and Lowe's is one, and I think it's CJ Banks is the kind of like the older women's clothing store. Love that store. I love going in there, and Kohl's. Oh, love me some Kohl's. But those are my three favorite stores. I do have others that I visit, but those are my three favorites. So yes, Lowe's is at the top of the list for this girl, I'll tell you. So if you are interested, I don't know, if you're interested in adding decorative molding to your home, I would suggest a trip to Lowe's and enjoy the molding aisle. I did. So, I do appreciate, I always appreciate you guys tuning in to my show. I enjoy doing the research because I learn myself, I told one of the red vest gentlemen at my local Lowe's, I said, you can walk in Lowe's dumb as door and come out there and know what you're doing, because they are just so detailed. And I don't mean to take anything away from the other stores. I think Home Depot is a great store, Menards, and I love Ace. I love going in Ace because Ace is a small operation, and I love going in there. You get detailed. You don't like have to walk around an aisle to look for someone to help you. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, man, I tell you. And they are able to help you. And the one thing is I love about Ace is that if they can help you, they know where to direct you. And I love that. Actually, all of them do that. But I don't mean to take anything away from the other stores. I just have had so much success at Lowe's. And when I first started off as a redesigner, I didn't feel the same about Lowe's. I went a lot to Home Depot, but I warmed up to Lowe's. My daughter bought for Mother's Day, my 25-year-old bought me a gift card to Lowe's. So that tells you right there that my children even know that, you know, Lowe's is the place that I need to be to help redesign your homes, to learn about different things that are in the industry, in the construction industry, and how it's being used, as how we're using it as designers. So I really do thank you for joining me tonight. If you guys have any questions or comments on this or any One Designer, Two Ideas show, feel free to post them on the Facebook page. That address is www.facebook.com/OneDesignerTwoIdeas. That is www.facebook.com/OneDesignerTwoIdeas. I hope something I said tonight will help. And we will return on Thursday for our Decor Short and Preview show at 10 p.m. And then right back here next Monday at 7:30. But before we go tonight, you know, this is the worthwhile time. I'm asking that we remember our sisters and brothers who may be in need of a meal. Donate to the kitchens and organizations in your area that are feeding the hungry. The holidays are over, but hunger is not. There are thousands of Americans that go to bed hungry each night. As great as this country is, I seriously do not think that anyone should go to bed hungry. Please continue giving to them by supporting the organizations, the churches, the pantries, and the groups that feed the hungry. That is our worthwhile moment tonight. Remember the hungry. Thank you again for joining me tonight. Please visit the Facebook page for any information given tonight that you might, that you didn't grab while the show was going on. Questions or anything that you want to add about the show, feel free to add them at the Facebook page. Well, this has been Pam of One Designer, Two Ideas. We will see you Thursday at 10 p.m. Have a great night, everyone.